શ્રોતા મિત્રો, આજે તમારી મુલાકાત કરાવું છું હ્યુમન ટ્રાફિકિંગ અને સ્લેવરી સામે કામ કરતા, એટલે કે માનવ દેહ વ્યાપારમાં ફસાયેલા બાળકો, યુવાનો, યુવતીઓ, સ્ત્રીઓને બચાવવાનું કામ કરતા સમાજસેવિકા અનિતા કનૈયા સાથે. નિયમિત શ્રોતા મિત્રો જાણતા હશે કે એક બે વર્ષ પહેલા પણ અનિતા ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાની મુલાકાતે આવ્યા હતા અને ત્યારે આપણે આ જ વિષય પર તેમની સાથે વાત કરી હતી, ઘણી બધી રસપ્રદ માહિતી મેળવી હતી અને આ પ્રોબ્લેમ ઇન્ડિયા માટે કેટલો મોટો છે તેનો એમણે એક ચિતાર આપ્યો હતો. અનિતા આજે ફરી એકવાર અમારી સાથે સ્ટુડિયોમાં હાજર છે. અનિતા, વેલકમ ટુ SBS ગુજરાતી.
થેન્ક યુ સો મચ. તમે કેમ છો?
ફાઇન, થેન્ક યુ. શ્રોતા મિત્રોની જાણ ખાતર, અનિતા મૂળ બેંગ્લોરના છે, વડોદરામાં ભણ્યા છે એટલે થોડા ગુજરાતી શબ્દો આવડે છે. તેમનું લગ્ન એક ગુજરાતી પરિવારમાં થયું છે, રાજકોટના છે એટલે અમુક શબ્દો બોલી શકે છે પણ મોટાભાગનો વાર્તાલાપ અંગ્રેજીમાં કરવા માંગે છે. અનિતા, આ વખતે તમે ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાની મુલાકાતે કયા પ્રોજેક્ટને લીધે આવ્યા છો?
I'm with the Freedom Project and we work in Southeast Asia and India in particular. 6 years ago it started in Australia as a prevention program and as a way to raise an awareness about this issue of human trafficking, and 3 years ago we began work in India as well.
Freedom Project શરૂ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયામાં થયો છે અને હવે ઇન્ડિયાના અમુક શહેરોમાં આ જ પ્રોજેક્ટ તમે ચલાવી રહ્યા છો. પહેલી વાર તમને મળ્યા અને જ્યારે આ હ્યુમન ટ્રાફિકિંગ વિશે વાત કરી ત્યારે વાત થઈ હતી કે 40,000 છોકરા ભારતમાં દર વર્ષે ગુમ થાય છે, જેમાંથી 70% છોકરીઓ હોય છે 12-18 વર્ષની. આટલા વર્ષો પછી હવે હાઉ બિગ ઇઝ ધ પ્રોબ્લેમ? વોટ આર ધ નંબર્સ લાઈક?
I think recently we've had a global slavery index that has put figures at over 45 million slaves across the world, half of whom are in India.
So the order India na che.
Yes.
That's a big number. As far as the Freedom Project goes, India ma tame exactly kai jat nu karya kari rahya cho?
In India we work with prevention, rescue and rehabilitation of survivors of trafficking. And the way we do it is we're based out of Bangalore, Karnataka, and we work with children from communities, slum communities, who are most vulnerable to being trafficked, especially boys. And what we're doing is changing their mindsets so that they will not be the abusers tomorrow, that they will not be the people placing the demand for girls in trafficking, that they will be better fathers and better brothers and basically protectors of women and children. How we do it is we play football with them in the mornings and then education programs, and we're molding their lives, walking with them with this in mind, that we want the next generation of men to be strong men who will be good dads and good
role models.
Yes.
તમે વાત કરી, તમે સર્વાઈવર્સ સાથે કામ કરો છો, ટુ ગેટ ટુ ધેટ પોઈન્ટ, હાઉ ડુ યુ આઈડેન્ટિફાઈ ધીઝ વિક્ટિમ્સ એન્ડ હાઉ ડુ યુ રેસ્ક્યુ ધેમ?
We have a team of investigators who go out and actually find out where these girls or women or children are being hidden or where they are kept as slaves, as bonded slaves.
I was just wondering, તમે શા માટે ઇન્વેસ્ટિગેશન કરો છો?
Because the police are busy with other things, so terrorism,
right.
Law and order, and this is on the bottom of that list. Although this issue is big and people are talking about it, it's still not a big priority for police in India. And we realize that every life matters and every child matters, so we actually come up with this information, and once we have that information ready, then we go to the police with it and they will help us to rescue the victims. Now these can be anyone from a boy who's been trafficked from Bihar, come to Bangalore and working in a bag manufacturing industry, or it can be a girl who's been trafficked from Bangladesh or Calcutta and is being kept in a massage parlor illegally, forced to have sex, or it could be a baby who has been kidnapped from some other part of India and brought to Bangalore and put on the street for begging. It can be any of these.
You mentioned your organization or the volunteers do a lot of investigation. Is there any other kind of support that you get from government organizations or any other NGOs?
We have formed a network of NGOs that are working with human trafficking in Karnataka. So yes, we do get a lot of support. We share information. Once we do the rescue, then we have to trace the backgrounds of these children. Very often they don't know their addresses, or they may know the place, but they don't know anything beyond that. So we partner with organizations that will help us to trace these children and women. And we also work very closely with the government, because rescue operations cannot be done without the police or without the government, Labor Department, Department of Education, to look at what we can do with them once they're rescued.
Can you give us an example of a rescue operation?
So let me give you the most recent one. 2 months back, we had a rescue operation where we had been tracing these boys, small boys who were forced to work in a manufacturing unit 14 hours a day. So mm-hmm. they were not let out of that building. But sometimes they would come downstairs to collect some water at a public water tap. And we had our investigators watching these buildings. And then a little bit of conversation, we found out they had not been paid for the last 3 months. Mm-hmm. And that when we asked them how they came here, because they didn't speak the local language, they spoke Hindi, they said that somebody had brought them, somebody from the village had brought about 10 boys, mm-hmm. and that they were all working in this place and lived in that place, were fed at least 2 meals a day, but the environment that they lived in was a big health hazard, and the fact that they were working for more than 14 hours a day without a pay.
This kind of information is then brought to you by volunteers, by who else would bring this kind of information to you?
Well, we befriend those kind of people, like pimps and like auto drivers. We befriend them so that we can extract that information from them.
So that's a network that you've had to create.
Yes, yes. And then we work closely to watch this scenario for some time before we actually document all of that. So we photograph the children if possible. We have hidden cameras that we go in with, or we'll just wait till they come out and then we can talk to them. So we record those conversations before we go to the authorities with this information, and then they will come out and we have an unplanned rescue operation, unplanned for the police, but very planned for us. And we will go in there with the officials, just what we call a raid and rescue, and collect those children when they're unaware of what is happening.
While rescuing these kids or women, you're putting yourself in danger. How do you manage your or the other volunteer's safety?
I think that's always going to be a challenge, because we're working against a system of corruption and crime. And I think, one, we have the police backing us. We do have their support and government support. The other is that these rescue operations are very meticulously planned. So we know escape options. We usually have a big team of about 20 people at least. And we are aware of the level of risk. So we do take risks, but there's never been anything that has threatened us.
Shrota Mitrone yaad karavi deye, apne vaat kari rahya chie. અનિતા કનૈયા સાથે, જે ધ ફ્રીડમ પ્રોજેક્ટ જે ભારતમાં તેમણે શરૂ કર્યો છે તેના ડાયરેક્ટર છે અને અત્યારે ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાની મુલાકાતે આવ્યા છે. અનિતા, કેન યુ ટેલ અસ વોટ ઇઝ ધ રોલ ઓફ બિગ મલ્ટીનેશનલ ઓર્ગેનાઇઝેશન્સ લાઇક યુએન, ધી ઓર્ગેનાઇઝેશન દેટ આર મેન્ટ ટુ બી હેલ્પિંગ ચિલ્ડ્રન અરાઉન્ડ ધ વર્લ્ડ? હાઉ ડુ દે સપોર્ટ ધીસ કાઇન્ડ ઓફ ઇનિશિયેટિવ્સ?
The UN is very well connected, I think, especially with the on the ground in India. They partner very closely with the government. Mm-hmm. So they fund government initiatives to fight trafficking. And if organizations like ourselves partner with the government, then we are part of those initiatives.
You talked about volunteers. Do you have enough, or do you have to go out and look for them? How do you find these people?
We never have enough. So we always look for volunteers to come in. We do have a few staff, but for a rescue operation, usually any rescue operation, we look for about 20 staff to come in. We're targeting these places which may have anywhere between 5 to 10 women or children. And so we need enough people to cover that, because there may be attempts to run away or maybe attempts to hide those people. And also these many of these buildings have too many rooms. So we have to search those rooms out and it has to be done really quickly. So we do require volunteers and anyone interested to volunteer, we will screen them first before putting them out on the street with us and also
you give
explain.
Them some kind of training?
Yes, we do have training, but we also look into records so they're not abusers themselves.
Right. So where can people find out more about the Freedom Project or get involved?
Well, in Australia here, the website is thefreedomproject.org. And in India, we have the same thing, but it's called the Freedom Project India.org. So please do look up the website.
Anita, on a personal level, if you are dealing with such traumatic situations day in, day out, how do you maintain your sanity in all this?
It's a good question to ask because I do lose it many times. I think when you work in a difficult, any kind of traumatic situation, and we work long term in this, it's difficult to kind of stay sane, especially because of the levels of abuse that we see in these places and the number of children and women who are still out there whom we have not been able to get. But I think in a big country like India, we have learned to cope. We have big moments of celebration when we do manage these rescues.
Okay.
We celebrate really well, and I think that keeps us going for those dark moments when we kind of are disappointed when a rescue doesn't happen. But my sanity really revolves a lot around my faith in God and in the goodness of God to allow us to be able to help in these situations. So when we focus on the dark side, it really gets dark. But when we look at the opportunities to help and the hope that comes into these situations, then it gives us that momentum to keep going.
Anita, thank you again for coming all the way to the studios and talking to us about the Freedom Project. Anything in particular that you'd like to tell our listeners?
Well, my message is really an appeal that being an Indian, I think it will take all of us to make an impact in our country. Our country is ours, and we need to protect our women and children. An appeal would be, please keep your eyes open as you travel in India, especially if you see children being beaten or being put on the streets to beg, or if you see when you're traveling women or children in uncomfortable situations, you know, one family with many kids, please do make an effort to report it at the closest police station, or even the railway police are good to be able to respond to something like this. And also remember that there are millions, and we're saying millions, 27 million slaves in India. We all need to do our bit to ensure that that number comes down and that we're able to stop this evil of trafficking.
Thank you very much.